this is Mark.
Mark Farner, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good.
Glad to hear it. I don't know if you remember. We met years and years ago. I used to work at Rod Prine was interviewing you, and I was giving you bullshit because your hair looked identical. You both had the ponytails going, and it was Back to the Bricks, like one of the first years of Back to the Bricks. So
absolutely, yeah, dude, I remember man. That.
And then
I
last
remember
year,
you giving me shit.
And then last year I was supposed to interview you, but we already had a plan to be on vacation when you played at the Roundhouse. I was really bummed out about that, but it worked out well. So. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I've got a link right now on our website to your GoFundMe. So when we talk about this, we'll be able to send them over there. And I figure we can talk about it for a little minute. I have a fun game for you to play, too. And then I'll put all this audio on my website so people can listen to it long years after we're gone and go, God, those guys were awesome, you know.
Yeah, man.
All right, brother. Well, if you are ready, let's get right to this. On the line, Mark Farner. How are you, brother?
Hey, I couldn't be better, brother. The sun is shining and my garden is growing.
It is beautiful. Now, where are you right now?
In northern Michigan, man. We're just outside of Petoskey.
Oh,
where
man.
The God's got a fishing hole here.
So, being from Flint and mid-Michigan, obviously, I was talking with my wife about this. There is something special about this area. And, you know, we always try to be there for each other and help our own. And that's clearly proven with what you are trying to accomplish right now. Edenville Dam, we went camping there a few years ago. I'm not kidding. We were anchored about 100 feet from where that breach was. So seeing that video was just unreal. And, man, so what was it that really got you going saying, I really got to help?
Well, like you, I'm telling you, Jeremy, the visual of watching that just terrified me because I have relatives down there, you know,
and
people that we love. And,
right.
You know, and so I asked Lisa, I said, what can we do? She says, let's do a GoFundMe, man. Let's, you know, at least get some money in the right direction. Even though people are locked down, their hearts are not, you know, locked up.
Right.
The hearts are free.
Exactly.
But, you know, and I did put that if you can, I'm not saying, you know, you need to do this. I'm just saying if you can and you want to join just a little bit, you know, everybody give a little, it goes a long way.
Absolutely. So you've got family there in the Midland area and everything like that. I mean, like I said, man, to watch that happen. Did you ever have a chance to go enjoy some time on Wixom Lake?
No, I never did.
It's just one of those beautiful Michigan. I mean, every lake in Michigan is beautiful. Michigan just in itself is just a gorgeous state. So what have you been doing now, aside from raising money for Mid-Michigan? What have you been doing during quarantine, man, trying to keep yourself busy?
Yeah, we did a rock and roll fantasy camp online last night.
I saw that.
That was pretty cool. And I did join Kip Winger and a bunch of people, you know, friends of his. We did the video, Better Day Coming. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it was all by, you know, hey, he called me on the phone and says, Farner, man, I'd like you to get on here. I want my faves on here. So, and I love Kipper. He's a good dude, man. We did a lot of camps together.
That's awesome, man. That is so awesome.
Yeah, man.
So I know, as of now, you are slated to be the Grand Marshal for the Bikes on the Bricks ride. But I see that, you know, we've got the Crim. Canceled today, Bay City Fireworks. We're not sure where that stands. We certainly hope to see you here for Bikes on the Bricks. Now, before we let you go, Mark, can you stick around and play a silly game with us?
Yeah, man. I love playing games.
Awesome. Perfect. More with Mark Farner in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Okay, and then I'll warn you, this contest is just the dumbest thing in the world. I call it the 420 contest just to call it the 420 contest.
But yeah, man.
You've got to name four things in 20 seconds, and I'll give you a quick head start. I'm going to ask you your four favorite things to do in mid-Michigan, just so that you have a little second to think about it. Normally, I don't let my celebrities know what the question's going to be, but I love you, Mark. I feel bad for making fun of you all those years ago. Yeah. So, all right, here we go. Back with Mark Farner of Mark Farner's American Band, and I promised you a stupid contest. Are you ready?
Yes, I think I'm ready. Wait a minute. What do I have to do to qualify to be ready here, brother?
Okay, to qualify to be ready, you have to find your favorite herb.
Okay. Man, am I ever ready.
He's ready to go! All All right, Mark, here we go. I have in my hands right now an autographed photograph of Mark Farner. I'm going to give it to you if you can tell me your four favorite things to do in mid-Michigan in 20 seconds. Go!
I like to target shoot with my relatives. I like to fish with my relatives. I like to go over to Chris's house and talk about things over a glass of wine over on the bay. And did I do it?
Yeah, one more.
And I like to turn the lights on every house in the house.
You're a winner! Mark Farner, man, I can't tell you what a joy it has been to have you on the show today. And again, hit our website, classicfox.com. You can click the link to that GoFundMe. Every little bit helps. And even if you can't, it's okay. It's okay. Mark, we certainly do appreciate it.
It's okay. Just send a prayer.
That's right. That's right. Well, Mark, we hope to see you for Bikes on the Bricks here in a few months. Until then, stay safe, and thanks for stopping by, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeremy. Knock them alive over there, and if I don't see you in the future, I'll see you in the pasture.
You got it, man.
All right, buddy.